Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Jason doing the brilliant week of vacation where he's worked it so that it's Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which dips into Thursday, Friday, Thanksgiving off.
He is the undisputed king of the wraparound vacay slash add extra days, which is brilliant.
No, I tip my cap. Likes working less than Jason.
And he's got the tip of the cap.
And he's got a great job. He's got a great job.
You know what? I might put in now because he's just ahead of all of us doing that.
Do it for next year.
For next year, just to mess with him. You know what? Because Cakes, he's already put in like three vacation weeks for summer.
I think I've got two already nailed down.
Spring.
I've got a spring and a summer already locked in.
I generally can't think even a week ahead, so let alone to think about 2021 or 2020.
Yeah, I'm thinking
months ahead.
Might just
put in for 2020 Thanksgiving wraparound.
You're going to steal his wraparound?
Steal a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in for it.
All right. Is Russell on? All right. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I got to be honest, I don't know what's transpired. Maybe you can give me an update, but I'm a little disturbed to at least consider the possibility that you might be backing off the shaving.
No. I think he's full on in, but he'll give you the update.
So give me an update.
I don't even really know the deal.
All right, he said they were going to win seven games.
Right. So short story, you guys know I like to make a lot of stupid bets, right?
Yes.
I don't know why.
it's basically my version of what AWOD tries to do to sabotage your show every morning, the whole attention dollars thing.
Yeah.
Right? Although I get no dollars out of it. Okay? Yeah. I just get a major headache.
Yeah, pain and misery.
Yeah. Last May, I think it was like right before Reuben Foster blew out his knee, which I immediately knew I was in trouble when that happened. Some dummy said, oh, the Redskins are only going to win two games. And I said, well, this is ridiculous. This is, you know, lunacy. You guys know the bet that I made a couple of years ago in Kirk's final year about walking from Nats Park to Ashburn and all that.
Remember, yes.
Yeah. So I said, well, they're going to win seven games.
Hold on. Stop. Let me just pump the brakes there. Yeah. If somebody sets the bar at two, why do you go immediately from two to seven? Well, you should go from like two to like, hey, how about they win three or four games?
He was going hard, Cakes.
Cakes, you know me. I'm a big believer in Bruce Allen.
Yes.
You know that I have faith in Bruce and the boys.
Yeah, right.
So I took the theory of, stupidity and said, well, this team's won seven games in each of the last 4 years. They've got to win seven games or more, right? I mean, Bruce told me they were close. Bruce told me the culture was damn good. So I thought, well, they're going to win seven games. So I agreed to shave my head with Grant and Danny. And they had to eat like liver and onions, or Danny had to eat like liver and onions for a full show. And Grant had to eat like pie because for some reason he hates pie.
Yeah, that's weird.
And anyway, so we made this stupid bet, right? So, of course, somebody reminded them like a week and a half ago, and they've been on this crusade. Now it's turned into, it's not just good enough to shave my head. It's, we want to shave your eyebrows. And I'm like, look, I've got this guy from Eastern Motors, fine company, I'm sure, donating to all, to JDRF and Global Down, and the Down Syndrome Association of Northern Virginia, you know, which, you know, of course I'm, you know, those are two charities that are important, and I appreciate it all, but I'm not shaving my eyebrows. Why should I?
That's not part of the bet.
Exactly. I didn't agree to that.
You are going to shave your head. Are you going to shave it completely? Like, you're not going to pull.
Cue ball?
Yeah, you got to do cue ball.
Yeah, I'm going to be Pete Medhurst Jr.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good.
I was worried.
Are you distraught about it?
Not the hair. I just can't do the eyebrows. And then
you don't have to do the eyebrows.
Somebody suggested to me, well, we'll wax your chest hair. I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, enough.
Mr. Hopla, I think you've finally learned your lesson. Like, I've Trust me. Take it from a guy who's learned his lesson from making a ton of terrible Josh Doxson bets that I lost money on. And for my Redskins primetime bet where I said I would never bet on them.
I was going to say, you know what? I benefited from that really bad bet.
Trust me. I've learned from the error of my ways in the past. And I think this is your come to Jesus moment.
Did you forget you had made the bet and then they found
it? Oh, no. No, I remembered. And I was just really hoping that nobody remembered.
Please.
That did not happen.
By the way, has Josh Doxson played this year?
I think he might have been active for like one game, but yeah. I don't think he's seen the field.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew he came back from IR. I do not know if he played.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, we were talking about it earlier. He's got no catches, I can tell you that. Yeah. The only thing really to look forward to, I guess, is to hopefully see some flashes from Haskins, right? Yep. Hopefully get Geis, see some flashes from him, keep him healthy.
Flashkins.
Yeah.
What else is there to look for?
I guess the other thing that maybe I'm hopeful of is if Chris Thompson can come back, and I know you guys talk to him every Monday, and we talked to him for the first time yesterday for 10 minutes, and he seemed to be in good spirits. Don't know if he's absolutely going to play this Sunday, but if you get Chris and you get Darius and Adrian Peterson rotating in some form or fashion, get two guys on the field at the same time, which they never really did last Sunday, despite saying they were going to do that. If you get those guys back and everybody's got the oil running through their engine at some point, and Haskins gets a little more comfortable, and Paul Richardson maybe returns this week after missing last week, he was limited yesterday, along with all of this, maybe you can have some semblance of a professional offense. We know it's been challenged, and I don't even count those two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, guys. I mean, essentially, I look at it as like they haven't scored a touchdown in, you know, like a couple of seasons here. You know, Greg Williams clearly called off the dogs in that fourth quarter when they were up 34-3. So I guess that's the only thing you look forward to, because the defense, which I can't figure out, and I don't know if they can figure out what the hell happened to the defense on Sunday. Sam Darnold's good when he's clicking. He ain't that good. That Jet offensive line stinks. They couldn't really run the ball well coming into the game, and they did whatever they wanted to. Not that they ran it down their throat, but they did whatever they wanted to in the passing game, and guys, you know, pedestrian jag tight ends are just running free and nobody's around them. So I can't even look forward to the defense anymore.
No, the defense to me is the large issue. It makes sense that the offense is going to struggle. Yeah. Rookie quarterback, lack of talent. The defense we thought was going to be better. I want to get your take. You look at the film. You break it down closer than us as we talk to Chris Russell, Redskins insider. If you didn't know anything about his past and you were just looking at him on film this season, what type of player is Ryan Kerrigan?
This year?
I just said you can't consider his past. You're just watching him on film this year. Is he a A player, B player, C player, D player?
If I'm being honest, and I love Ryan Kerrigan, he's at best a D. I know he had the two sacks in the first quarter. You know what he had after that in three quarters of football against a dreadful offensive line that was allowing five sacks a game? One hurry. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Redskins needed.
What do you see on film? Is he slower? Is he just not as nimble? What's going on?
I mean, he's never been fast. I think because teams don't necessarily respect Montez Sweat and Ryan Anderson and Montez Sweat yet. Where they had a healthy respect, even though he didn't put up huge sack numbers for Preston Smith, I think teams are able to roll and chip more tight ends and, you know, do more blocking and protection against the one guy that they feel is a legitimate threat. So maybe it's unfair to say, well, Ryan Kerrigan's having a bad year, but he's never been good at stopping the run. He's never been good at coverage, at least in my opinion, and I think any reasonable person's opinion. So if you can, again, not have fear about what's coming on your left side of your offense, meaning from the right side of the Redskins' defense, and Kerrigan normally lines up on the left side of the Redskins' defense, if you don't have fear of what's coming on the other side, then you can roll, chip, you can call, you can slide, protect, all the things that Dwayne Haskins is not doing consistently. Other quarterbacks can do that consistently and take out the Redskins' only real threat. He's got four sacks now, the two in the first quarter the other day. Guys, he had 26 over the last 2 years, 13 in each of the last 2 years, and he's going into age 32 season, final year of his contract. There were some trade rumors. I wouldn't trade him right now, but I sure as hell wouldn't extend him right now. I'd just let him kind of dangle and see what he is next year with hopefully Montez Sweat being better, and then you make that decision either at the deadline or after next year. I would not extend him right now.
What do you think the future is for Paul Richardson? He's been a massive disappointment since signing that huge free agent deal a couple years ago. His numbers so far, 47 grabs. He's got 4 touchdowns since he's arrived in D.C., and I know the front office was expecting a lot more.
Yeah, it's not good, especially being that he was a Jay Gruden guy.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Gruden basically handpicked that guy from what I understand, and I mean, I can't be any more disappointed. Just from what I saw on tape out of Seattle, and I knew he had an injury history, but he had an ability to not only stretch the field deep and, you know, the goes and the deep posts, but he had an ability in Seattle at least to go and pluck the ball in deep, intermediate to deep range, which is what they wanted him to do over the middle of the football field and catch all those 50-50 passes. They're essentially, I got to be honest with you, before last week, guys, they're using him like Pierre Garçon was in 2017, like all these short and intermediate, like, you know, grinded out Z-type receiver routes, you know, the stuff that nobody is afraid of. And he just hasn't turned anything.
But plus, he's so slight. He's like, right. Garçon is a jacked dude.
Exactly.
I mean, he can take that punishment.
But he's not even running away from anybody, right? It's like he's a possession receiver in a speed receiver's body when he's right and when he's normal. And to his credit, he did play the first, 9 games of the year? Now, he just missed last week, and he was back at practice on a limited basis yesterday. But who has seen even the one big touchdown he had last year against Green Bay? Now, it was a bad throw by Alex in week 3, but it wasn't like, oh man, that's what we got Paul Richardson's for. So I would have to assume, being that they are doing everything they can to distance themselves from Jay Gruden, i.e. mess with Colt McCoy, do everything they can to suppress him, everything they can to distance from Jay Gruden, I would have to think, regardless of what happens in the front office, that Paul Richardson is likely gone.
Yeah. All right, last one for you, Chris, because we are going to get to the bottom of this coming up at 7:20, but do you have a prediction on Awad's Wizards date last night?
I saw a picture about this. Somebody sent it to you guys last night. Sure. I'm going to say that Awad went for the kill and came up with a handful of popcorn.
It's probably a good guess. Yeah.
I'm going to guess a hug.
He seems to be quietly confident over there. I'm dying to hear.
Right, he's wait a second. He's always, he's never quiet. Yeah. He's always confident. I mean, you want to talk
about
this
is after.
You want to talk about somebody that makes more outlandish statements on the radio than me?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, come on, fellas, you know?
But
I can't wait to hear this segment. That's going to be much better than anything I just gave.
Come on, Rooster, we love you.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys, too. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate
you guys.
Buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We may talk to him on Sunday. Cakes and I will be at the Glory Days Grill in Alexandria for the Junkies pregame show at 11 o'clock. Come out for some great food.
All right.
Get their fried chicken sandwich. You get some beer, and you can watch all the games. That's what I sell in Glory Days appearances. You can watch all the games there, not just the Redskins.
You don't have to watch the Redskins again.
Yes.
All right, fasten your seatbelts. We're gonna talk to Awad next. We're going to get the whole scoop, what happened before, during, and after his big date. I'm going to go get my skinny popcorn. Don't go anywhere.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's all 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, 8 o'clock, we talk fantasy football with Dave Richard. You don't want to miss that. Also, your chance to win that Papa John's prize pack, which includes an Ovechkin autographed puck. We're going to play Ovi goals, a few montages, three, in fact. And if you tally up all the goals at the end of the hour, right around 8:45, 8:50 is probably when we're going to play that last montage, then you can win the prize. Somebody tweeted, says, say I'm putting the emphasis on the wrong, do you not say montage the way I'm saying it?
I mean,
somebody
I've never heard
that I'm pronouncing it wrong.
I've never montage.
Heard it, I've never heard it pronounced differently.
I don't know. My dog,
how are you supposed to pronounce it?
Am I supposed to say montage?
Montage?
Montage. I don't know.
I don't know.
My kids correct my the way I enunciate words all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's got to be annoying.
They're
right?
On my ass. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that would tilt me if somebody was always just like being persnickety about pronunciation.
I don't know. Somebody tweeted us,
it's
at kind of
tilting.
And it said, can you tell JP he's pronouncing montage wrong?
Who knows? No, because I think you're pronouncing it correctly.
JP.
Sounds
so
good to me. JP. All right, let's get to the bottom of this. I'm dying to hear this. We got a bunch of pictures being sent to us last night. I was actually curious as I was watching the game.
By the way,
we
deleted them all from social media per his request.
He doesn't. I guess he doesn't want her out there, I guess.
Even the ones which were just the back of her head.
Who knows? So I've seen these pictures come in last night, and I'm like, wow, it really is occurring. Because there was a real school of thought that, because he was being so cryptic about it, that maybe he wasn't even taking a girl. That he was just going to take one of his broskies.
The girl was going to back out, may have already backed out.
Right.
And then he was just going
to
but
it's
buddy.
Too public of a place. Like, there's no way he'd be able to get away with it.
And we asked people to sort of be our eyes and ears for us, and they were. Because he had great seats. He was right there, I believe, in the second row. Amazing setup for him. And if a girl is totally into Wizards, she had to be excited. Adam, let me
just rewind for a second, because I wasn't here last week. I knew nothing about the girl, the date, any of that stuff. How long have you known her?
Met her one night.
Yeah.
You just met her two weeks ago, like Halloween night or whatever the hell it was.
Talking about the Wizards.
Like, okay, you were texting back and forth, I guess?
All about the Wizards. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and so you finally had this date. So how did you prep for the date yesterday?
So it started with cleaning my room and my entire apartment.
What about your car?
Just in case it might have been, she might have come by.
Just in case. Right.
Did you clean your car? Because I've been in your car. It's,
I'm sure he wasn't using his car. I'm sure he was Ubering.
Didn't use my car.
Okay.
Right.
And I
has no money, just Ubers all the time. And still don't understand.
Well, he would have been
parked. Because he's getting hammered. Yeah. I mean, it's just there's no driving. It's not going to happen. So go ahead, Adam.
So basically, my room is the cleanest it's ever been. There's so much stuff in my closet, though, but the door is locked. All right. And just basically, I also picked up a bunch of Tic Tacs. I picked up a pack of Tic Tacs.
Nice.
Was prepped for that.
Good. Did you brush your teeth?
That's smart.
Did you do all that?
I combed my hair.
You combed your hair?
Combed my hair.
Why didn't you brush your teeth?
I was coming straight from work.
You didn't even shower before your date?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was wearing the exact same thing I was wearing 24 hours ago.
Oh, my God. So you went to your date, like what you wore at like 4 in the morning?
Yeah, that was his outfit. Valdez gave it a grade. I think he gave it a B minus.
That's fine. How did you greet her?
You know how sweaty your Bozak probably was? Oh, my God.
You think you got that grooming lounge powder.
That's right.
How did you greet her when you first saw her? And where did you first see her?
So the plan was to meet up for a happy hour pregame drink.
It's not like they made out or anything. They barely know each other.
No, I know that, but I'm wondering if he picks her up at her place.
He doesn't pick her up nothing. They just meet.
Okay. I don't want the details, Rick.
It's terrible.
What's your problem? You're a rabid dog. Jesus.
I'm just getting bitter. Because you're getting bogged down. Like, you're acting like it's like a traditional date.
I'm doing like the love connection.
It's not a traditional date.
JP thinks that he brought flowers.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Maybe he should set it up that way.
No.
Obviously, this way is not working for him. So you meet her where?
So I meet her at Clyde's. I tried to pick a nice spot near the Capital One Arena.
Clyde's works.
It's like maybe the most cliche spot around the arena, but it's fine.
You're acting like you're imaginative.
I like Clyde's. I love it.
It's basically attached to the arena.
Right. But go ahead. That's a good spot. I would meet. I have beers there all the time.
So what
time
did you meet up? Games at 7.
I got there around 6:05, and I had been to Clyde's recently, and so I cased the joint, And I knew the best spot was the upstairs bar.
You like that? Okay.
To get a little privacy, actually get a bartender to serve you.
Right.
And so I get up there about 6:05, and I get my silly Jack and Diet.
Right.
Right? And, you know,
you're watching your
figure. Watching those,
right.
those calories.
Yeah. I'm checking my Twitter feed, and everyone's talking about my date. Everyone's got all this anticipation. And
everyone. So I'm basically waiting. Me and Drab. Yeah,
hey, I was thinking about his date all night long.
I kind of was, too.
I
didn't either. Did you get your mile in on the treadmill before? You know, to get cut up, get
I
lean?
Did not. Did you do planking?
Did you do the elliptical?
I did not do any of that. It was a cheat day for sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I get to Clyde's. I get my Jack and Coke, and I'm chilling. I'm waiting there, and she comes in. She comes up the stairs,
right?
And she gives me a huge smile.
Right.
Walks right over, and I give her a huge hug.
Right.
How are you doing? How was your day?
You just had Tic Tacs, right?
Just had Tic Tacs.
Okay, good.
Silly.
Orange, green, basic white.
The first thing she said, what?
What color
Tic Tacs? Orange, green, or basic white?
No, you have to do green. You have to do one of the minty ones.
Yes, winter
you
green.
Can't do the candy. Hey,
by the way, that's a good move on Adam's part, asking about her day
yes.
and everything,
oh,
making
yeah,
it all about her yeah. as soon as yeah. she walks in.
I stick to right. serene.
And she was butt-sized. She goes, oh my gosh, that's such an awesome throwback Wizards jacket. So oh. thank you, Cakes.
Oh, you mean the one from my closet?
Yeah, that right. Cakes is hand-me-down.
From the Gil and Karan era.
This girl is like a whacked-out Wizard super fan, right?
I think there's multiple girls like her.
But really?
Not okay. a lot.
There were a lot of girls at the game.
I'm sure there are some. Yeah. Not a lot.
Yeah, most of them aren't super fans like that. Yeah. But go ahead.
And they're all on real dates.
Yeah.
The jacket, though, kind of fits me kind of tight, snug. So,
shocker.
So then I got her. We got
jacket.
Her a drink, and I took off the jacket,
yeah.
and I revealed my silly navy blue button up. Looked good. Got my khakis on. Or my,
what is she wearing?
She was wearing a Bradley Beal Wizards tee jersey.
A jersey.
She's wearing a jersey, and she's got it like tucked in the front.
Right.
So it shows a little bit of skin.
She's
there.
Doing the French tuck.
A little silly skin.
And then,
size spot.
And then is she wearing like tights or something? Like Lululemon pants or something? That's what it seemed like.
I think they were leather.
Leather.
Like
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Leather pants.
Yeah. It's kind of silly.
You think or you know?
That's, by the way, a tell.
Yeah. It is? What does it tell you?
Well, it doesn't know enough about their pants that they stayed on.
All right. So go ahead. All right. So she shows up. She's wearing like tight leather pants. She's got her Bradley Beal
like
jersey.
Eddie Murphy.
Right. Yeah. Eddie Murphy's wrong.
She gets a drink. We're having a
What does she drink?
Tito's and soda.
All right. Okay. Good.
And so then I'm like, well, let's head into the arena because we have. A silly MGM lounge.
Right.
And I was trying to, you know, hype that up that we're going to get hooked
Plus
on drinks.
Plus, it's free.
Free drinks. Right. Free drinks.
That's the
yeah,
big key.
Massive.
Now, did you know how to get there? Because it's kind of hurting because you're not going to look like you know, like if you're having to ask directions for the MGM lounge.
I don't even think I went to the MGM lounge. I went to the Etihad lounge.
Oh, you
it's
did?
It's Etihad, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, you didn't even go to the silly MGM lounge?
The Etihad or whatever, that's the silliest lounge I've ever been to.
Yeah, that's a nice one, but
it's
the MGM is even better.
Well, then I botched it. But
yeah.
It was awkward because I didn't know where our seats were, so I had to ask like every usher.
Yeah. Oh, that's hurting.
I know, but it's understandable because
right.
you're down there in that rarefied air.
Yeah, I was scared to sit in someone else's seat.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So get down there, double A, section 112.
How many drinks have you had at that point?
I've had one.
Only one? You didn't get one at Etihad or whatever?
We did. So we went to our seats, and Jan Mahimi's warming up in front of us, and he's like 3 feet away.
Right.
And
so you're sized.
She's sized. I'm sized. We're talking about his bad contract, but he's hitting three-pointers in our face. It's silly.
Right. So go ahead.
So then we put our jackets down at our seats, and we go to the silly lounge, and we get another. I get a Jack and Diet. She gets a Tito's
right.
soda.
So now you're on your second.
Yeah. And she's just blown away by the lounge. Horace Grant is in the lounge. I'm like Seissner with my MBA knowledge.
Was it Horace or Harvey?
Could have been Harvey.
That's probably Harvey. Probably
Harvey. Rick.
Hey, you named the wrong one. But that's okay. Go ahead.
It's just Seissner with MBA knowledge.
Yeah. Wrong MBA knowledge. But go ahead.
So we're in the lounge. We got a drink. Then we came back to our seats.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just talking. She kept saying, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Like, this is the most incredible thing ever.
Right.
We're so close. We took a couple pictures together.
Right.
Having a great time. So then.
Are you sized?
I'm so sized.
Right.
I was having the greatest night of my life at that point.
Right.
Because It was a combination of the seats and a girl that's hot and liked me. And
right.
Like, legit, wanted to have a conversation. It was
right.
silly.
Right. And you're feeling it. You had your second Jack and Diet.
Oh, yeah. And
so when do you get your third?
So the game starts, and
do you have the waiter service there, too?
They were serving the first row.
Only the first row?
And I didn't want to, like, push it.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good move.
Yeah, right.
Because that would be embarrassing for him on the
get
date.
Turned down?
Yeah, by the waiter.
To get swatted.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So then at the end of the first quarter, we went and got another drink. We both got beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at about the, like, four-minute mark before halftime, we went and took a bathroom break and then got another beer. So we both had two beers at our seats.
All right.
And we were kind of set.
So now you're four drinks in.
Four drinks in,
right.
Feeling good. And the Wizards, like, were playing well. And
right.
It was sick. I mean, Bertans was having a game.
I know. Who cares? So then what happened? During the game, are you guys, like, talking at all? Are you, like... You know, there were pictures. It looked like it was kind of weird. Like, I saw pictures of you guys, and, like, her hands were, like, together... Like,
she was cheering her ass off. I mean, every bucket, she was standing up and clapping, and some of the times I was just sitting there.
Right.
But a lot of times, like, after a big player timeout, we'd get up and give a big hug and high fives to the people in front of us.
Right, okay.
Did you ever put your arm around her while, like, at the game?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not.
Probably a smart move, though, Valdez, because it looked a little awkward.
Were you on the kiss cam?
No, the guy in front of us was with a date, and he put his arm around his girl, and she didn't seem psyched, so I didn't do that with my girl. But so basically,
so weird, makes zero sense.
Yeah,
but so like halftime comes in the third quarter, and we got another drink.
All right, now five drinks in.
Now five drinks in.
Drinks are flowing.
Right.
And then I had to take a bathroom break by myself.
I bet.
And that was a little bit nubs because I missed like 3 minutes of game action.
All right.
I was watching the game. He was gone for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you did? You were tracking him?
Well, they don't let you back in until like a TV timeout.
Oh, that's right. Let me guess. Hold on. Did you ever text Drab during the date?
No.
Okay.
That makes sense, too, because he's in the bathroom here all the time. So when he's drinking his face off, it makes total sense.
You didn't have to.
He has digestion issues.
You didn't have to drop a duty, did you?
No, I just. You
okay,
know,
good.
I had to break the seal.
Oh. I was getting worried because she was by herself at the bottom of the screen for at least 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So then you finally get back.
So I come back and the Wizards have like a 12-point lead.
Right.
I'm butt sized. There's like a party going on.
Right.
And so we finish our drinks.
He's so excited about the stupid Wizards.
I know. Stupid Wizards. Go ahead.
Don't we all know how
got a chance maybe to hit skids.
We all know how it's going to end,
and so the game ends. And so I need to personally thank Scott Brooks for winning the game and coaching up an incredible game plan against the Spurs. And so we had a big hug. And she was butt-sized that Tim Duncan was at the game.
Right.
He's like a Spurs assistant.
Tim Duncan's got wacky hair now.
He does. Wacky. And so then we're hanging out there, and I'm like, well, you want to get another drink? And she's like, yes. She's butt-sized. Did not want the night to end.
Okay. So what's the plan?
So I'm like, well, let's go back to Clyde's.
Okay.
So we go back to Clyde's, and as soon as I walk in, this guy goes, AWOD!
All right, that's good. That's good.
And then we get drinks, and then this other guy comes up, and you should have seen the look on her face. He goes, hey, AWOD, can I take a picture with you?
Right.
And she was like, oh my gosh, you're such a celebrity. I took a picture with the guy.
That's good.
And I'm like brushing it off like it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's good.
And the conversation's great. She's like telling me about, she's in marketing.
So now you're finally having a conversation that's not about the Wizards.
Not about the Wizards.
Finally.
Talking life.
Yeah.
Talking life.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And so we had three more drinks at Clyde's.
All right, so now you're like at eight drinks.
You're heavy in.
Or now are they beers or are they Jack and Diets?
I went back to the Jack and Diet.
Yeah, right. Good. Go ahead.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm throwing them back.
You got to be pummeled at this point.
Crushed.
And you got to be so horny.
But you know what? He also has a tolerance, too.
Can you imagine that conversation?
That alcohol makes you so horny. Go ahead.
And so she just didn't want the night to end. And,
right.
And so I was like, well, why don't you... she was like telling me how she lives far away, so like that was my cue to either initiate it now or never.
Right.
So I was like, well, why don't you come back to my place for a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, make your Uber ride shorter.
Right.
And so we get in the Uber,
It's a little awkward in the Uber.
Yeah, maybe.
We're not like holding hands or anything in the Uber. We're just
you barely know her.
Right.
But you're hammered, though. That should compensate for it.
I'm a drinker. I'm not that hammered.
Yeah, okay. I'd say maybe a light buzz.
Eight drinks? Is that like five Jack and Cokes?
He goes out all the time.
He started at 6 p.m.
So he can handle it.
11
five
PM.
Jack and Cokes?
In 5 hours.
All right. Go ahead.
You know from the drinking show, if you spread it out, you're okay. It's when you down them in a hurry.
Drabby, you have any comments so far?
Well, I asked him how he got the girl in the Uber.
Yeah.
How he invited her. He said he couldn't remember because he had way too many drinks.
See?
Okay.
I'm telling you, dude, you can't have that many Jack and Cokes and not be feeling it.
So she kept saying, oh, my gosh, like, those seats were so amazing.
Right.
This is the most incredible night. And so we got back to my house.
Did you say, don't get used to it? Because that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, that's the one-off. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah. They're only going to get worse.
How do people get seats like this? Is it just being really rich?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, did you show her the face value on the ticket?
I did not. But when we got back to my house, I had a silly line.
Is your condo nice or is it kind of dumpy?
It's nice.
It's nice.
Two bedroom, two bath.
So it doesn't, is it obvious that you're busto when you bring her back to the crib?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
As long as you don't open up his closet.
It's well camouflaged. Right.
She walks into the living room and she sees I have three TVs set up. One for gaming, two for sports.
Well, the gaming one, she might be running to the hills.
Imagine all those wires.
Right.
Looks good. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Do you have
more drinks there? Do you have anything
there at the house?
No,
walk in, and my roommate's in the living room playing FIFA.
I introduce him
to her, and then I'm like, let's go to my room, get her out of the living room.
Right.
And then I had the silly line. I said, I gave her a ticket, and I said, here, hold on to this. This is a souvenir. And she was
so stupid.
Butt-sized, huge smile, puts that in her purse.
Stupid souvenir.
Go ahead.
And the worst part is she probably framed it.
You're right. Go ahead.
And so she's like sitting on my bed.
Right.
And so
what's going through your mind right now?
I got to close.
Right.
Right. I'm thinking it's the bottom of the ninth. Altuve's up, and I got to pitch some heaters.
All right. Hold on.
Pitch some heaters.
He's the worst with the cliches. All right.
He doesn't know baseball at all.
No. All right. We're going to break, and then we're going to pick up the story from there. Okay? What time is it at this point?
It's about 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. You've had 8 or 9 Jack and Cokes.
Right.
A couple beers.
Here's what I will tease. At one point when we got home, I considered calling out of work.
Well, I don't doubt
that.
Well,
she's had 100 drinks.
I don't doubt that.
Of course you did.
I think about that every night.
Exactly.
But then you realize you don't have to do anything.
Good
work.
Radio tease. Not going to work.
We'll pick up when we come back. Adam's on the bed with the chick. It's midnight. They've had 100 beers, 100 Jack and Cokes, and let's see if he can close the deal. We'll get all the rest of that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, we got Dave Richard. We will give you some fantasy football advice. We do that every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Also, We will play the first Ovi montage. We're going to play three during the 8 o'clock hour. After the third, if you can tally up all of the goals scored by Alex Ovechkin, you can win that Papa John's prize pack, including the Ovechkin signed puck.
Very good. Nice prize there.
All right, but let's get back to the story here. So Adam and his girl, after this amazing date at the Wizards game, the Wizards actually win. He gives her the time of her life.
They go over the number, score a boatload of points.
The best seats he'll ever have, the best seats she'll probably ever have. They go have a couple drinks afterwards, and then they end up back at his place. His buddy's playing video games in the family room there, and you and your girl are just kind of chilling in your room. You're sitting on the bed, and you're thinking to yourself, it's now or never time, right? It's about midnight?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the bottom of the ninth.
All right. All right. So what's the move? What happens next?
So just to recap for people that missed the last segment.
I just recapped.
Well, no, I'm the latest. So I give her the ticket as a souvenir. She's butt-sized. She kept saying, you know, thank you so much. This is the greatest night of my life.
Any signs of affection throughout the evening besides those dumb hugs after a Wizards dunk or something? Like,
just that she was smiling at me.
So she never, like, was like, you know, some physical contact, touching you, you know, little
hand holding.
Not even hand holding, but, you know, like sometimes.
So during the game,
the signs of affection.
Every time there was a big three pointer in the air, she would, like, grab my arm.
Okay, but that's like cheering with strangers. I'm saying, like, you know, if you're flirting with someone,
a hand on a knee, maybe.
You know, you might, you're just touching them a little bit. None of that.
No, there was a little bit of that.
A little bit.
But it was mostly when there was three pointers in the air.
Right.
Mostly Wiz related.
God. Go ahead. A terrible date.
So she's on my bed. And so here's the thing. So she looks right at me. Yeah. And she goes, thank you so much for an incredible night.
Oh, no.
And she sticks out her hand and gives me a handshake.
Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding.
And I said to myself, oh,
handshake.
My God. I just got friend-zoned in my own bed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Literally, all I could think about is the junks were going to joan on me for weeks. Evie's going to clown me at 7:20.
Oh, that's what happened? And then what happened? You called her Uber?
So after that, I was like, I might have just missed my opportunity. And so
what do you mean you might have?
So I say
when
immediately.
Asked his buddy, hey, you need to play somebody. Yeah. Play somebody in FIFA.
Go ahead.
So I'm like, what is that? And she's like, well, I like you, but you know. And so then she says, well, thank you so much for an incredible night. And
begging at that point?
No. At this time, she was just like really flirty and smiling.
Yeah.
And so I just went in for a kiss, and she kissed me back, and she loved it so much that she grabbed me again and started kissing me.
Really?
And at that point, I, you know, crawl onto my bed,
right?
Get my big belly up there,
right?
And we're like hooking up, and
you had a nice evening.
Had a nice evening. Had a great about hour and a half after that of just like cuddling, hooking up, cuddling.
Oh, well, good for him. That's a good step. And you like her.
I do.
Good.
I kind of want more.
Can I give you advice, though? My advice is, because he wanted all the pictures taken down, you're only going to get in trouble talking about it if you actually like her.
It's too late now.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there.
I just wanted to cuddle.
Dude, I kind of want more details on the cuddling, but that's kind of the extent of it, right? The cuddling.
So did she spend the night?
No, I walked her to her Uber at 1:30. Right.
So you made out with her for about an hour and a half.
100%.
Is it, would you say, can I even, I don't even know
it
what
I sounds like
say.
It was just a makeout, a long
yeah,
makeout
so like a
session.
Long no, makeout was, session, so, like a high school thing?
No, it was like a hot makeout session. Like, I was getting steamy.
Okay.
Did she ever take off your shirt?
No,
Let's
my
hope
shirt,
not.
My
Hopefully
shirt.
Not.
Let's hope not.
Your shirt was on the whole time?
What about your drawers?
On.
On the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try to advance the situation at all?
I did.
Did you wander around with your hands a little bit?
100. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And she liked it. She was a fan.
All right. Did she wander around with her hands any?
Not really.
Limited.
my hands were doing a lot.
Your hands are doing a lot. Her hands are doing a little.
Yeah. Just kind of touching my face. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Her hands were on the phone searching for an Uber.
Weren't you psyched, though? You know what I'm saying?
It was one of the best nights of my life.
Oh,
yes.
No, but I'm saying,
no,
like,
he's like physically psyched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Were you at attention? Were you at a full attention? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
was
she
aware
I
was of that? Was she aware of that situation?
I would say so.
By the way, Evie gets these pervy eyes. It's really
yeah,
weird.
This is his wheelhouse.
How into it is.
Yeah. Like, he's living vicariously through AWOD's
hookup. Hey, I'm just trying to find out what happened.
And we have somebody who is actually sitting right by AWOD at the
game.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
And so you're doing a heavy makeout for like an hour, then she leaves.
Yeah.
Then right after she leaves,
yeah.
are you on RedTube?
No, I went right to sleep.
You did?
Oh, that's kind of weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I will say that I did get to my normal shtick, which is one hand booty, one hand booby. And that was
so cheesy.
That's so terrible.
And that got me sighed.
Right. But there was no but it sounds like there was no reciprocation.
Not this time.
Is that even a word?
She made it,
yeah.
She made it clear that it was not a this time thing.
Right. Do you feel like there could be another date?
100%. She texted me as soon as she got home.
Yeah.
And said, thank you so much for an incredible night.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the only word she knows in English?
Amazing, incredible.
By the way, what sucks, it's kind of like, I don't want to compare them to The Bachelor, the mm-hmm. people that are on The Bachelor, but everybody who's on The Bachelor, right, they have all these dream dates.
Yeah.
They're in paradise. They mm-hmm. have all, and then the couple goes back to real life, and they're just going to like dinner in the movies,
yeah,
and it
yeah,
falls
that's
apart.
What, that's what's
going to
happen.
He's on his high. Like, the date's not going to get any better than this with like the floor seats.
No,
all
right.
Like,
no.
The wizard,
no, the second date will 1,000% be at Pamplona.
Right, of course.
I have to do that bit.
Yeah.
Right. But it's going to pale in comparison to this.
Right, but here's the thing. She's already psyched for me.
You think?
I know.
Did she know that this would be the highlight of your dating life?
Yeah, this is the peak.
He's going to have to hide that.
Yeah.
That this was the peak.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
Right. It's like Pamplona and then... I don't even know what would be next, like Ruby Tuesday.
Right, let's get a firsthand account of somebody who at least was at the game.
Let's go to Eric in D.C. Eric, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys? How you doing this morning?
What's up? Hey, doing all right.
So I was last night. I had the pleasure of sitting in front of AWOD, and you know he was talking about the guy putting his arm around a girl in front of him. That happened to me. I got silly rejected, but I did get to listen to him. Joan with her all night, and it was clear, you know, he was puppy dogging a little bit, but I will say he did have some silly lines. They had some nice, you know, warm embraces after a few Bradley Beal threes, and I yes. will say I was proud of my man. I knew who he was. I sat down, I got there, my girl was actually sitting with them, you know, so maybe she was helping them out a little bit, but I don't know, I think we should be proud of him after this one.
I feel like he made some progress. I feel like he made some serious progress. Right?
I mean, she knew nothing about what was going on, but he came back every time double barreling beers. I mean, he had the liquid courage going.
That part I completely believe.
That's how I know he was there.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, boys. Have a good one.
All right, man.
And when's the last time you've kissed a girl sober?
Well, that doesn't count last night.
I know.
2016.
I'm not sure it's ever happened.
College.
Yeah.
But even then, I was... on something.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in an altered state.
So, I mean, overall, were you butt-sized when it ended? Like, that was good enough for you?
I mean,
it's a start. It's a start.
It's a pretty good first date. It's a
pretty good first
date. I'll give you credit. It's a good first date.
What do you think, Drabby?
For him, it's awesome.
Right?
And sounds like
there's potential.
More to come.
There's potential.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to be let down when he takes her to Pamplona? I love Pamplona, but it's going to be Pamplona, and then that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Yeah, but I think, you know.
There's no, like, fancy whining and dining.
He's going to have to get creative.
Yeah, but it'll probably
doesn't seem like she's that type of girl.
But going to game night, make sure the Wizards are on TV.
Right. I think Adam made it clear that that was a special
event. Yeah, that's a one-off.
Did you tell her that? Like, that was, you don't normally sit in those seats, that sort of thing?
No, I didn't say that. But
well, she has to know. Yeah,
when she goes back to his six roommates, she knows that he's not loaded.
I mean, those tickets started with a big number.
Like, you can't ever go to a Wizards game again. Because you just go right up to the 400 level, and it's not going to work.
She kept saying, like, there was 4-year-olds in front of us, yeah. And she was like, I can't, how are they ever going to go to a Wizards game for the rest of their life?
They're jaded now. Yeah. They're spoiled forever.
Right. So am I.
All right,
well, you know
congrats.
What?
Good date.
I'm proud of you. Pretty good.
I think those seats are actually even better than the wood. because the wood, like the cameras are all over you. You get a little bit of privacy.
Those seats were an aphrodisiac.
Don't get
for
crazy.
Her.
There's nothing better than the front row seats. I can assure you.
I mean, I've been in front row. I actually think a little bit higher up. You get a little better view.
Being on the wood is the best. Nothing beats being on the wood.
All right, coming up next, we'll shift gears. We'll talk
some
fantasy football.
Adam.
Dave Richard will join us from CBS Sports. If you got a fantasy lineup question, now is your chance.
Fire it
800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.